again, though, it's not our decision. It's based on the decision of, you know, the majority of the population, which starts out with, you know, local groups and getting information and hosting meetings and bringing a petition to the board to put it on the ballot and move forward from there. And if someone wants to take it that far, then that's our job, just like John said, to facilitate that. And it still comes down to just this whole pipeline thing comes down to, just like it has with whether it's wind turbines or solar panels, it's an agreement between the landowners and the pipeline company. And then if there is a holdout, we hope that the state steps in and they get this eminent domain situation taken care of so you can't use it for private use. Through all, I mean, the entire ISAC organization is behind stopping the eminent domain. And I feel like if our legislators are going to do anything that is their job, which they don't seem to want to do, but they should be able to get this taken care of.